Good morning.
Morning.
Good afternoon and good morning.
All the times. Okay, so today we were going to talk about the Folio Futures proposals. Shelley, are you okay taking notes?
Yes.
Okay. I put in here some links, which has like the original discussion about this from the community council. And then on Monday, I haven't had a chance to watch their recording yet, but they did a little bit of analysis on the feedback that they had gotten. So they have a working document with shared reflections and then some kind of distilled statements. I don't think we had a specific angle we wanted to take on our discussion of this. So I guess we can just kind of start and see if anybody has anything that they want to say. And then I have some thoughts if we end up needing a place to start. Ingolf.
Yeah, I was wondering about this. What is really the technical aspect of all this? I didn't see any connection to technical questions. What do we want to talk about here, in other words? This is a big field of topics, futures proposal.
Wayne.
I suppose in a answer to Ingalls' question, I mean one question that I had reading through this is that the notion of technical governance is pretty loose in the solutions that are being explored. And is that something that we as a council would want to weigh in on and say, whether we want stronger technical governance or whether this is okay, right? I mean, it's this these proposals are mostly about sustainability and funding sustainability, but there's technical sustainability as well that potentially we might have some things to say about, but I don't know, maybe this is not the forum. Maybe ideas need to be more specific than they are currently.
Do you have something, Maccabee?
Sorry, I joined late. I was having AV issues, so unmuted by accident.
Sorry, I was just spying on you because I saw you unmute, so I didn't know if you were. I guess I'll just say my thoughts essentially align with Wayne's, that to some extent, especially the Mike Gorrell proposal, talks about the community taking on maintenance and funding it. And some of the ways that we interact with maintenance are through the officially supported technologies. And now we are talking about taking on evaluating existing modules, which has the potential to generate maintenance tasks. And then we also have our issues around licensing. And when the licensing changes on the dependencies of a module or even something big like Kong, which is, of course, the reason I've been thinking about it, that also generates technical maintenance. One of the things that has also come up in our discussions, and I know Alameda said this, and probably others have said it as well, is that we have right now this very what was intended to be a really generous policy around languages, where we let people propose things like adding in Go or using Grails. And that was kind of designed with the idea that the people who introduced those things would continue to take care of them. But if we're introducing a more centralized maintenance team, can we keep that generous policy? So I feel like a little bit of my underlying question is around setting technical standards and their implications for maintenance costs and their effect. You know, there's this desire for autonomy, but if we're going to centralize some funding, does that level of autonomy stay the same? You know, there's a short-term cost. This is me opining, of course. There's a cost, a close-term cost when you impose standards on people that could potentially turn into a longer-term cost saving if you get things more standardized. So to me, this is where I feel like the Tech Council could step in terms of the loose governance. If we go with loose governance, then that means essentially that whoever we hire as that community team, all of those governance questions is going to go to them as opposed to being in the council. And I think that's a legitimate question too, right? So those are that's the stuff that I've been thinking about. Craig?
Yeah, so preface this with I'm not trying to sound like I told you so, right? That's not the intent here, but this is not the first time we've had these discussions, right? To your point, every time the polyglot topic comes up, these risks and concerns are raised. And the TC had made a conscious decision to, okay, we're going to embrace a polyglot thing despite those concerns. And so, well, it's come full circle now, and we got to do something about it. We have to make another decision here. How do we want to handle this? Because this maintenance thing is going to become a problem. If people contribute modules that aren't in the sort of the typical stack and can't be sort of those, the responsibility can't be shifted to another team that has experience with that technology stack, then what happens? And the team that introduced it won't support it anymore. We don't have many options. I mean, can we like remove it from the folio builds? That leaves customers, you know, libraries in a really bad position.
Christy?
So I just have to, throw in the caveat that I'm probably the most least informed person on these proposals. I have read through them and I don't necessarily understand the implications or the relationship necessarily between maintaining modules and, opening up for new development or contributed development. But I wonder if there is a place for developing pipelines for multiple pathways here, where, if we are going to get to a place where there is a marketplace, where there's a marketplace and people can choose to implement a module or not, having sort of a gold standard that gets wrapped into the core folio and then has to meet certain criteria to be maintained as a part of core folio, and then also having, labels that we can apply or seals that we can apply saying that these modules, don't fit these criteria. They are something different and use at your own risk. So maybe a level of just transparency and categorizing would present an opportunity for opening up while also, clearly defining what will be maintained and what will not be maintained in the future. Kind of like open access, where you have like gold, open access gold and open access platinum, et cetera.
Maccabee?
Yeah, if I'm understanding Christy correctly, some of what Mike Gorell's proposal is proposing is that sort of idea of figuring out, what portions of the code base need more specialized, unique support versus more common things. There's a lot of different proposals in, or there's a lot of different ideas, I guess, in those proposals. And I think we should be cautious, about which ones we're reacting to, assuming that they're, everybody's, because we still are having this conversation at a stage where CC is looking at themes and, potential solutions, but they haven't sort of endorsed any of those three documents, per se. That being said, there are some aspects in both those documents and in what's here on the screen about themes identified that we could probably help with in a less controversial way, maybe. I don't know. In terms of some of the ideas of this matchmaking mechanism of documenting which organizations have expertise in what, in what software stacks, and sort of the maintenance and reputational criteria of some of those things. For example, how often particular modules have been kept updated and things like that. There are probably some things TC could provide that would help with some of those activities. But I think it's still probably best to let CC go first with what they think the community should be doing, as opposed to trying to come up with solutions ahead of time.
Craig?
Yeah, I think we ought to be careful with how we proceed with this, right? Because we don't want to incentivize people coming, bring additional oddball technologies or stacks to the plate here, because they know that if they do that, then now they can potentially get paid for doing some maintenance work. Whereas if they use the standard Java stack, well, sorry, that can be shifted to some other team, right? I mean, it feels like there's a potential for us to inadvertently incentivize this sort of thing, which just makes the project harder to maintain. It does have an impact on DevOps and so forth, who need to build and maintain all this stuff as well. And every time there's a new stack introduced, the new pipelines need to be adjusted, new build nodes or whatever it is. It doesn't come for free, is all I'm trying to say.
Ingolf?
I think so too. There's a ongoing discussion, as I have heard, about the ERM module. So if you use it, the Grails update problem, it's not yet clear how this can be updated or who can maintain this. I think if there's a, I think as I said, this is not a technical discussion, but I think it should not be charged to the whole community to maintain these modules, but it has to be communicated clearly to those who use it, to institutions who implement it, that they should somehow participate in the maintenance costs. You know, that is not for free. That's actually what Craig said. It's not for free to maintain it. Otherwise, the only alternative is to take it out from the program, so to say. You know, if there's nobody who's willing to maintain, to take part in the maintenance efforts. And this has pretty clearly communicated. Maybe this is the first thing to do.
McAbee?
To what Ingolf just said, it's I think our job to present the technical problems and community councils to figure out the community solution to them. I suggested on Monday that either we as TC or we ask the security team to document the specific issues that we see coming up with those OA or those ERM modules, so that they can see sort of the timing aspect of it. Right now we didn't have an issue because Grail 7 doesn't exist, right? These are issues we see coming down, that we've seen coming down for several flower releases, but they haven't actually happened yet. And when they do, we will have a problem, right? But I mentioned the other day, I briefed CC in a one sentence version of this as requested by them, and it would be really helpful for us to have something written down so they can understand where it's headed. And then, yeah, they have, solution one, which would be horrible, would be to drop the modules. Solution two would be for the organization that built them to fix them up. There are other possibilities between that, between other organizations fixing them or someone rewriting them, and who knows how many other options. And it's and those are on the CC's community charge to work out.
Yes.
I guess I bristle a little against that we can't discuss things because it's under the CC's charge, because things like the OST and the module evaluations are the work that we've been charged with, and we can't do that work without it intersecting with these problems. And our experience thus far is that we don't get a lot of community support for working through these problems. We're just left to deal with them. So I feel somewhat justified in at least talking about those problems and elevating them, and unsure that I'll be given a solution by someone else. Maccabee?
Yeah, talking about them and elevating them is exactly what I'm recommending here. And I please don't take me to say that we shouldn't be talking about them. It's that it's the difference between identifying the problems and having the burden to solve them. And some of them are our burden to solve, but I don't think resourcing, I think that's very specifically CC's job to solve. And they are wrestling with it. I mean, it's not like a new idea. They are wrestling obviously with these topics, which is why we're discussing them as well.
Wayne?
So, I mean, I think the interesting thing, and maybe there isn't that much for us to talk about at this stage, but I mean, I would think that the interesting thing to talk about is the places where I sort of hesitate to call them proposals because they're not, there's really only one proposal, and then there's a document on and then there's sort of a summary document from Tom Kramer that's not really a proposal. It's just like here are the problems. And then I'm not really clear what the development initiative proposal is, but it feels like it fits in to the contribution network document, right? Like it's complementary rather than an alternative. The interesting thing to me, I think, and maybe to us, is what where these documents intersect with technical governance in ways that we care about. Right. So maybe we have mechanisms that are fine already for dealing with, for example, custom development that comes in from a new team. We already have ways of evaluating new modules. We have ways of evaluating, whether technologies are acceptable under our officially supported technologies umbrella, et cetera. I mean, maybe that's the conclusion, is that the mechanisms we have in place are fine. The question I would have is, at some point we need to go through the documents and say, well, wait, this has implications for our processes, or not. And maybe that point is not yet. And so this discussion is premature.
Christy?
So I'm just going to ask a question about the process because I think some really good points have been made about the lens through which we should be looking at these proposals or discussion, whatever we want to call them. You know, I would like to better understand, you know, what the process is and where the decision making lies. If the decision making does lie with community council, I'm also wondering what the implications are for the technical council if a community initiative is launched that, you know, doesn't fit our processes. And what type of engagement we would have and at what point in the process. Is community council asking for, you know, is community council asking for specific feedback from the technical council, or are we just trying to stay on top of this? It's not really clear to, there's a lot that's just not clear to me. So, I would appreciate more clarity around what we need to do.
McAbee?
Yeah, I mean, to the last question of was there a specific ask from community council? There was about a month ago, which many of us responded to, which was to fill out our thoughts in that Google Doc that then led to the summaries that we've been talking about today. That was the specific ask. In terms of things that they're doing on their own on this, I mean, no decisions have been made. So it's a little premature to say they're doing anything on their own other than the ideation part that obviously we were invited to contribute to there. I mean, I think just like TC does things on our own all the time with relation to module evaluations and, and et cetera, right? OST updates and so forth. I mean, so do they. They just, approved a new funding avenue coming from, Folio user institutions that aren't community members, right, for example. So it's not that the councils don't do things on their own. I would certainly expect that by the time they come to a point where they actually have a solution in mind, that they would, run it by the other councils if it has any impact on any of us. And I, as the liaison to CC, would certainly yell a lot about it if they didn't, and would certainly bring it back to TC if I thought there was anything that we were remotely interested in. I think to Craig's point earlier about expanding support for other languages, for example, I think that's a good example here of decisions that we've made that affect the community and maybe I don't disagree with, I mean, the Grails stack was well before I was on TC, but in terms of adding the Go stack, perhaps that's something where we should have gotten explicit input from CC before we did it, although of course we did an RFC process, so they could have weighed in if they wanted to. Sorry, very long-winded answer to say that if they bring something up that seems to have technical impact, I think we would have a voice in.
Not.
Just by way of follow up on both for both with both Maccabee and Christy, I've had the impression over the last year or so we have been running into these questions where when we started looking, when we would look at the council responsibilities as like very things with very hard boundaries, we were running into these areas where thorny topics would fall between the councils, and so it was kind of no one's responsibility. And I think that now we're having a little more expansive view where we're seeing overlap, overlapping stakeholders, and trying to figure out how do we work in those spaces where part of the part of the problem belongs to technical council, part of the problem belongs to another council. And yeah, someone needs to take the lead, but other councils are have vested interests. So that's kind of a higher level statement, but I do think that some of the thorny things we've been wrestling with over the last couple of years can be characterized that way.
Okay. So we have the Chai Council meeting tomorrow. And on our hot, we were all supposed to come up with hot topics. So I put down the licensing, the maintenance around OST type stuff, and then our intersections with the Folio futures kind of thing. So I think there might be more discussion about all of this tomorrow. And obviously CC will be there for that, hopefully. So there might be more time to discuss it then. Maccabee mentions the licensing subgroup. Hopefully, at least my hope would be that at some point, yeah, CC will form a group that includes members of other councils. But I guess they're just not there yet. Yeah, so maybe that's all stuff we can talk about tomorrow. So does anybody have anything else they want to say about this today, or do we want to say that we kind of got as far as we could with the current state of things? Thanks, Craig. The Micronaut thing was part of what Kevin had written up about the security concerns that the Micronaut was going to happen later. That their plan was longer, and that that was what was causing a potential
Right.
security
That's
concern.
like 4 years from now or something, if I remember correctly. But I don't know. Has anyone had conversations with Kayant about that? Is that something that they were planning on seeking approval from the TS from the TC to get on like the officially supported technologies list, or are they just going to do it regardless and then decide that they're not going to support those modules either for maintenance? Like I you see where I'm coming from with this? It's not just about Grails. It's not just about any particular thing in it's more general, and we it'd be a shame if we just kept on making the same mistake over and over again.
I do see where you're coming from, and I, for me, I also agree that what we're looking for is clarification on positioning and not necessarily on a specific issue. Wayne?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, I think we probably have taken our sort of discussion of this doc these documents to the as far as we can at the moment. I also think that there is a sort of philosophical conversation that needs to happen probably in a at a tri-council level about whether Folio needs to be more of a monoculture in order to be sustainable, which I think is one outcome of what Craig is saying. And that's perfectly legitimate, right? Like, I mean, the monoculture is much more sustainable. And but is that what the Folio project wants? And if it's not what the Folio project wants, then yeah, then there are some technical and maintenance challenges that need to be considered.
McAbee?
Yeah, so two things to answer Craig's question a minute ago about are they planning, is Kate planning on bringing that new framework to the TC as part of the OSD process or, RFC process or whatever. I think their answer was pretty clearly no in until, I mean, this is reading entirely from that Slack thread that I've brought to TC a couple times recently, until they're basically opting out of technical conversations, including technical governance, until the community governance or sustainability aspects are worked out. I think that's the factual answer to that question. Certainly not an answer that we want or that we're comfortable with, which brings me back to the point that I keep hitting, and I apologize for repeating it because I know that's the worst thing you can do at one of these meetings. But for us to talk about these things continuously ourselves doesn't do any good. If we can document them for the other council's attention, that's where we provide value. So it's, talking about, the polyglot nature of Folio and the risks there and where we are, talking about what will happen with Grails, but not just Grails as it's deprecated. We need to go beyond talking about this. We've been asked to explain it to CC. I would really ask, as the person who keeps being asked at CC, that we that folks who are most of a challenge, so that we don't talk about it with them at a theoretical level, because they're already having the theoretical conversation. They need to be able to have it at a practical level of practical risks and practical effects, and deal with those hard questions of what happens if a module or a technology is not supported anymore. I'll stop asking it, but if I get asked by CC again, I'll just say, sorry, apparently we don't have an answer for that.
So, I'm. What do you think we, if you were going to assign us an action item, what would it be?
What I suggested on Monday was to document with the particular KANT situation, the particular technology concerns of where we see dependencies being out of date, and the effect, when we project, if we can, that Grails, Groovy, and the other G1 that I'm forgetting about will become a problem, and what the current risks involved there. There's been discussion in the past of, dependencies and vulnerabilities and so forth of some of those modules. What those, thanks, Wayne, what those are and what current TC policies would lead to. So as Craig just said in the chat, we don't know what would happen with existing modules. That's true, except that I believe the security team passed a policy recently about if there is a vulnerability in an existing module that's not being maintained and what the ramifications are of that. And could that policy, which we did approve, intersect with this situation at some point? Is CC aware of that policy, et cetera? Those are the sorts of things that could help CC to put context to this otherwise theoretical conversation about how sustainable modules can work.
So, if we start a Confluence page, or should we do, maybe we should do a Google Doc so it's not quite so visible. Not that people can't look at it, but just, and collect everything that's been so, like Kevin wrote something up, Wayne did some research. There's the Slack thread. So if we bring that all together into a document and start to get it organized and then give that to CC, I guess I want to feel like we're moving forward. I also feel like I do still want to make sure they understand the theoretical part. that it's really challenging when people see the TC as a barrier, when they think we're being bossy, when they think we're telling them to do stuff that they shouldn't have to do. Like that the there needs to be a community understanding about what TC is trying to do and why. And I feel like it's demoralizing for TC to not have everyone on the same page about that. Okay. I will start that Google document and I will cut and paste things into it, and then people can come along and say what's right or wrong about it. And that'll at least let us feel like we're getting something concrete down. Okay, anything else? Great. Okay, thank you for yet another complicated discussion. Don't forget about tomorrow morning or afternoon or whatever time of day it is for you. It's on the PC, Zoom. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.